Miss King, King, Vernell, Vernell, 7/28/1940. Today's the 13th of February. This is an 83-year-old woman, originally from Bryan, Texas. Single husband passed away some time ago. She has 7 children. She used to be a caregiver, period. Now she lives at home by herself. She has a daughter that's close by that sees about her. She's becoming more confused and having difficulty walking and has become weaker, per her daughter's testimony. Or per her daughter's report. Medical problems, hypertension, anemia, surgery, tubal ligation, wrist surgery. Social, she'd never been a heavy smoker, heavy drinker. Used to be a caregiver, family history. Mom just got sick and died. I don't know what my dad died of. Allergy, non-medication, only taking diltiazem, 240 ER once a day, Lasix, 40 milligram once a day. COVID immunization, none. Patient has a tendency not to take her medication. For example, this time it's 2 p.m. and has not taken her blood pressure meds. Her blood pressure is 186 over 90, pulse 83, respiration is 18, at febrile. Heart positive, swollen positive, restricted lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, no lower extremity shows no edema, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with lesion, pulses are bilateral equal. Assessment number 1, 83-year-old woman, non-compliant with medication with increased blood pressure. Patient requires blood pressure medication. Patient requires encouragement to take her medication, period. She's awake, but sometimes confused. She's oriented to person and place at this time. She's had a history of weight loss and difficulty with ambulation in the past few weeks and is requiring more help with ADL from her daughter, period. Patient, again, doesn't take her blood pressure on a regular basis, and we explained to her that not taking her blood pressure medicine can predispose her to severe strokes. And she understands that. Thank you.